Hey, and good morning, everybody, and welcome to the American Activist here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm your host, Don Harkins. Ordinarily, I'm the editor of the Idaho Observer newspaper, and we are now in our 11th year of publication, everybody, and it's really interesting. We're going to have a rather fascinating show today. Eric Schein is with us, Lieutenant Eric Schein, and he's previously had a radio program here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're going to concentrate a little bit on some of the subtle ways that the sovereignty and the integrity, the solvency, and the security of the United States of America, this continental mass that we've called home for over 200 years, is being betrayed, and it's interesting to go back, actually, and this is kind of a segue into what we're doing this morning based on some of the things that we've covered in the Idaho Observer previously. I think most of us remember way back when the Clinton administration consummated the deal made during the Carter administration to give the Panama Canal over to administration to, well, giving it back to Panama, and then they contracted the Chinese to manage the port, or manage I'm at a loss for words this morning, but to manage the Panama Canal. And then several years later, during the Clinton administration also, the naval base at Long Beach Harbor was given over to the Costco, the Chinese Overseas Shipping Company, which is a state-run organization, and these are things that we were outraged about. But since that time, a myriad of other equally subtle, equally invasive, intrusive, maybe even treasonous arrangements have been made to allow foreigners to control vital assets of U.S. infrastructure, and as Lieutenant Eric Schein will call them, public trust. And so we are now living in a time where we have all these overt things that are happening to us. We can see the scandals in D.C., and there was the impeachment of Clinton with Monica Lewinsky, and we have all of these things that are rather overt. The Mexican invasion is overt. The escalation of public debt is overt. But while these things are going on, there are a myriad of covert things that are also happening to the American people that is really, in a very large and very important way, destroying our national sovereignty. And so when we come back, we're going to discuss some of these things because we need to be paying attention. We'll be back in just a moment.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone, has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back to the American Activist here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm your host, Don Harkins. And this morning we have with us Lieutenant Eric Schein, who is a whistleblower of I think, a rather substantial magnitude. He is attempting to accomplish several different things in the court system to, I believe, Eric, isn't it, is it so much to gain relief in the courts, or is it to increase public awareness about some of these things that are happening?
Well, a lot about both. It didn't start out that way. A lot of this, started as, you know, minor grievances, only to find out that there was much bigger things going on. And, you know, you alluded to some of them, like Long Beach Naval Shipyard to Costco, what Long Beach, the city of Long Beach, and even California has been up to. What American President Lyons has been up to. They sold our premier flag carrier that used to name all of its vessels after American presidents, Roosevelt, Truman, Harding, a lot of these vessels that I worked on over time, either as a cadet for the at the academy or as a federal maritime officer. And American President Lyons, sinuses are really bothering me today, so apologize for that.
But, that's okay. We'll take you through this 2 hours, no problem.
The American President Lyons was sold, approved for sale in 1997 under the Federal Maritime Commission to Neptune Orient Lines, which is owned and controlled majority stake by the Singaporean government. And most recently, in the last several years or more, the Chinese have been pushing the Singaporeans to man their vessels with Chinese federal officers. And so you start to realize how gravely serious that is. And now all these vessels are named after the APL China, the APL Korea, the APL Singapore, the APL Guam, all of these satellite countries where we've been, you know, setting up sweatshops and prison labor and, you know, more. And people think that a lot of this is being handed over or sold off to foreigners. A lot of it's actually being sold to the individuals who are approving it and carrying it out under administrative decree. They have a leg in on what's going on, and what they're doing is they're taking U.S. Treasury assets, public trust, moving them outside of the country, selling them to themselves and puppet government, you know, with to or with puppet governments or corporations that they have a leg in on. And what they're going to do is when they collapse the economy, they can take that money that they've stolen, those enormous public trusts, bring it back into the country and reinvest it, recapitalize it. One of the things you'll see is even now, much like in Nazi Germany, the move for quote-unquote nationalism to start, you know, saying America first is one of the things that results from fascism. And so you need to be very, very careful in what goes on, because this national fervor and anger at what is going on in the outsourcing and more is then turned upon our own people in such a way and in such a manner, much like what happened in Nazi Germany. And so then everything is about America, the American flag, the American people. And they, again, build up all these enormous public trusts, do it under, like, warlike conditions to where labor is cheap. They can impose anything they want, whether it's through Homeland Security or some other Uber agency, and force us all to work without contracts, without any rights, without due process, basically at will. I mean, even now they're coming out and saying that these U.S. attorneys are at-will employment, which is totally absurd, because how can you protect the Constitution if it does not protect you?
You mean with regard to them having certain rights, constitutionally speaking, to employment, or?
Yes.
Okay.
And property rights. At some point, those appointments are for a certain period of time. My own, I get dual lifetime appointments, and we have a very specific, you know, system that had been set up to redress anything, especially within federal employment. But you've seen what's happened with FEMA. It's basically turned into a shell organization that is using corporatist philosophies like just-in-time manufacturing, and taking just-in-time manufacturing and trying to apply it to human beings and to federal service, to where it's turned into a program of just-in-time employment. Rather than having people working for FEMA as civil servants, paid, you know, where it's a system of public trust and public service at cost, meaning that people get their salaries, but there's no profit-taking going on. People get good salaries, good benefits. You know, they're well-protected in their jobs, well-provisioned for. And when anything happens, such as Katrina, they're on hand, ready to go, and this is what they're waiting for. This is what they're trained for. It's like having a fire department. You know, all of a sudden now, okay, we're going to do away with all our fire departments, but we're going to leave the equipment there, and we'll just maintain it, and then when we need them, we'll break them out and call them off their job. Well, sorry, it just doesn't work that way. And we've seen what happened with Katrina, that we need to have a core of public service employees who are, you know, well-paid, well-provided for. They're carrying on this program of planned obsolescence to make public service and public servants look like they're incompetent, look like they can't do their job, look like we don't need and don't want government, so that therein everything will be passed over to the corporations to where it's profit-taking. And when you realize how that works, I take a bridge as an example. That is a public trust normally, and it's created as a public trust and held by the public, you know, part of the quote-unquote commonwealth. And what happens over time when you hand that over to a private management company, or even sell it to a private company to let them own and control and, you know, charge fees and take care of it themselves, is when it's turned into a profit-making business, it usually devolves into a profit-taking business, to where the funds that are required to maintain the bridge and keep it up and to provide this, you know, public trust at cost or eventually for free, to where it can actually pay for itself and no tax money or anything else has to go into it. And there's very creative ways. You can look at the London Bridge House Trust as a perfect example. I can get into that a little bit more. But what happens is it starts to deteriorate and tear apart and eat at that public trust to the point where we no longer have that bridge. And that's exactly what's going on a much larger scale, on bigger programs, like whether it be the the Merchant Marine, the fisheries, our interstate and intrastate highway systems, our courts. They're trying to turn everything into a pay-to-play type system, to where even our courts, you have to have money. The only way you can get in, especially as a smaller party, as an individual, you'd have to be pretty much a millionaire, if not more, you know, closely a billionaire, to stand up to any individual corporation or corporate interest, because they know if you sue and go after some. And I mean, look at the propaganda that's been put out there, that lawsuits somehow, which is an enshrined First Amendment right to, you know, seek redress of grievances and do it in a civil and peaceful manner, is somehow a bad thing. We've all been told that, oh, all these frivolous lawsuits, and, you know, the Bush administration is basically taking on the position that all lawsuits, all grievances, all complaints are frivolous.
Well, that's you actually are, you're bringing up a really interesting paradigm shift that has occurred just recently in my mind as well, and that is that we do have this. It's being reported that the press is having a heyday with reporting how FEMA was incompetent during Katrina. And, well, I think that's even debatable, because FEMA's commission isn't to protect people or to help people. It's to preserve the continuity of government and protect government assets. And so they're given a lot of press as being incompetent and a bunch of buffoons, and their communications were lousy, and they just were stepping all over each other's toes and all that. And then we've got what's going on now. The newest scandal being the U.S. attorney's firing situation, which you, by the way, have changed my mind on how I perceive that. But this air of incompetence that the press is giving us a feel, or is having a field day presenting, you're absolutely correct, and I hadn't even really thought about it that way. It's just a big, huge diversion. It's a big, huge PR campaign to corporatize America's vital public trust.
Exactly. To turn
how diabolical.
Well, to shift everything that has been, whether you look at, and you have to really look at, and I heard this on KPFK the other day, and they were trying to diss Aaron Russo because he's a, I think he's Jewish. And I think they were trying to slam him because he was bringing up the whole thing about, you know, in his movie Freedom to Fascism, or America Freedom to Fascism, about the money trust. And it's, you know, our Federal Reserve System is not federal. It's not reserve. It's a private banking cartel, much like the oil cartel, much like the drug cartels. You know, it's a
better example. Exactly.
Or the crime cartels. And at some point you start to realize that, you know, this private banking cartel, I don't care who owns and controls it, it's not all, you know, Jewish people. So to even go there is just ridiculous. But there are people like the Rothschilds who, you know, have been at this for a very long time. They own and control and have the right to set the gold standard twice yearly.
All right. And, Eric, on that very interesting thought, we're going to go ahead and take our second break of the first hour. And you are on the American Activist. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be back in just a moment.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Site again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Back. This is the American Activist on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we are with Lieutenant Eric Schein this morning, and we're discussing some of the more subtle ways that our country's national sovereignty is being betrayed. And we've already covered so far today, just a little bit in brief, how the Merchant Marine, which is how all the products come in and go out of this country, from place to place, from country to country, are now flying under foreign flags. 97% of the American ships in the Merchant Marine fleet are flying under foreign flags. And ironically...
Don, real quick. It's probably not that inaccurate, but... But to be more specific, 97% of our cargo...
Okay.
...is actually carried on foreign flag vessels, which isn't really saying it... you know, much differently, but it's a
it's more
bit
accurate though, sure.
Yeah.
And that's I mentioned to you that I have a longtime friend who is a retired radioman, Merchant Marine, and he said that that trend has been ongoing for many years, and the fact that it's such a large percentage now was, I think, a little bit shocking to him. But I think he was under the impression that that was just more of an indication of the amount of time that had passed since he'd thought about it than anything else, because the trend had been going, and it is, you're right. I mean, it's the corporatization of a vital public trust.
Well, and if you think about, I don't know if you saw the movie Independence Day.
Oh, sure, years ago.
It's a good graphic, much like The Matrix, for people to kind of understand, or a good allegory. The Matrix is basically an updating of the tale told in Allegory of the Cave by Plato.
Oh, sure.
It was passed on to him by Socrates. And in it, he basically, you know, and that is in the context of a book named The Republic. And it basically tells people how, you know, much like the Bible, how they build up civilizations and how they intentionally tear them down. And you know, that's exactly what's going on, just much like in the USSR, where, you know, before Reagan worked with Gorbachev and whomever else to say, you know, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. That tearing down of the wall, much like the collapse of the statue called the Colossus at Rhodes or the World Trade Centers here in the United States, is a marker. It's a sign to all of these cretins and charlatans and carpetbaggers and globalists and internationalists that it's time, this civilization is coming down, and it's time to sell off all assets, both public and private, so so that we can start something new. And that's exactly what you can see is going on with the North American Union, and that they're trying to basically carry on a change in title or bankruptcy, general bankruptcy, of not just the federal government and state governments, but even the municipalities, counties, and more, but also the corporations within the United States, and then transfer all of this wealth outside of the country to themselves and to others that are working with them in the largest form of a ripoff that has been going on for thousands of years in every republic, even like the USSR. Most people don't realize or think about it, but the USSR was a republic, and you can listen to all the propaganda and that they're bad people and they're the enemy and the boogeyman, but
communists.
It was formed as a republic, maybe a little bit different of a in a different context or under a different light, but they also looked like, we did, our founding fathers, to ancient history, the Greeks and Romans and Sumerians and Phoenicians and others, to build their civilization, trying to make it, better. I don't think necessarily any of them went into, turn it into a hell spawn that it became under Lenin and Stalin, the number of deaths under the Red Purge. It mirrors much of what's going on here. Even the Night of the Long Knives, they're going after the intelligentsia, the intellectuals here in the United States. You can see doctors, lawyers, scientists, engineers, and more who have been born and raised here, emigrated from various countries, but they've been here a generation or more, are under attack in so many different ways, and opportunities are being provided, expanded opportunities are being provided to anyone who's coming in from overseas. Even now, if you go to the Academy website, www.usmma.edu, you can see who's taking over as dean of the Academy and draw your own conclusions. He's from Bombay. Elaine Chao is from Taiwan. She was born and raised in Taiwan. And at some point, much like Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's from Bavaria or Austria. I think
Austria.
Austria. And then even people like Michael Chertoff, he's got dual citizenship with Israel. And I don't care if it's Switzerland or Mexico or any other country, it's inappropriate for a head of state to have dual citizenship with any other country at all, period. It's a conflict of interest. This is the standard. It's the business standard, it's the legal standard, it's the governmental standard, that any and all conflicts of interest are to be avoided, even on appearance.
Well, absolutely. And if one's allegiance can be questioned if you were born and raised and are a citizen here, when there's another citizenship involved, that allegiance is questioned even further. We are at the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Okay, and we are back. You're on the American Activist, and this is the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host this morning, Don Harkins. And this morning we're having a rather interesting, and it's a really expansive discussion on the subtle ways in which America's sovereignty is being betrayed. And I think if you look back at the various things that have happened, giving up of the Panama Canal, the naval shipyards at Long Beach going to the Chinese, and even about a year ago, there was this major public national outrage over at Dubai Ports World being considered for taking over the port operations of several different major U.S. seaports. And then you look at all of the things that are happening, and you see that there really is a common denominator. These are not just a bunch of isolated incidents. And our guest this morning, Eric Schein, has brought to our attention something rather interesting. I'm using the term interesting because I'm at a loss for other words to use in its stead. But it's interesting from an academic point of view. It's a horror nationally. But it's a big, huge process to corporatize the United States' vital infrastructure and its national trust. And also, it's part of this agenda that we've seen throughout history. And I got to admit, Eric, I hadn't really thought of it this way, but this is nation-destroying is what's going on here.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's they're tearing down, and they've never failed at destroying, seizing, and selling off any republic throughout history. And if you think about it, you know, Plato's Republic is several thousand years old. This has been going on for not just thousands of years and thousands of civilizations, but I believe for tens of thousands, and that, you know, given time, we will find out that we've been on this planet for much longer in a so-called civilized fashion than we've ever thought before. And I'm talking, you know, tens of thousands of years of advanced civilization.
Yeah, that's definitely a subject matter that'll spark some controversy in the minds of some people.
Well, no. Well, but even now they're finding over in I won't even go there.
Yeah, excuse me, everybody.
Well, I was born and raised a Catholic too, but at some point, you also have to realize that who controls the Bible?
Right.
You know, it's the scribes of the kings. And they've written it, and the truth shines through in it, but the truth is that it's telling us about, like even now, apocalypse, if you look it up in the dictionary, it doesn't mean that the planet's going to blow up, although that may be, you know, as the apocalypses become aggregate and to where it's global in nature, but apocalypse means the awakening. And that's what's going on right now in the United States, is that we're seeing the scales have fallen from our eyes, which is, coming from the Bible, too, as far as a term or euphemism or a saying. And now we are seeing the matrix that has been built around us, that we've been born into, and the propaganda has been fed us from an early age, and we're starting to realize that all of this is a bunch of hocus-pocus. It's just like what the Romans did with the... I think Apollo was one of them. I think they did it with Zeus, too. They had these enormous statues that they would, they had these automated and mechanical doors and voices and all sorts of things, almost like a not necessarily an amusement park or Disneyland, but for want of a better, term, an amusement park of sorts, to where people would come in and they would be shocked and awed, and they would be like, and they would give up their money freely. And it's almost like, I don't know if you've ever been to Disneyland or Disney World, but in the magic shops there, they used to sell these little mechanical hands that would sit there and it would, reach out to you asking for a quarter. And you put the quarter in, and it would grab the quarter, take it, and the hand would disappear inside the box and come back up with no more quarter. And it was kind of like, wow, that's cool.
And magic, I just ripped you off for a quarter.
Exactly, right. But then you take that very same concept on a much larger scale, and it's been going on for a very long time. They use fear and terror, enshrining our right to assemble in our Constitution, and then using it against us, forcing us to assemble, and pool our resources into these enormous public trusts. And a public trust should be something solid, like a courthouse or a bridge or a highway, and not something like, Social Security to some extent, to where it's this big kitty of money or pool of resources sitting there, whether it be gold, silver, timber, coal, the National Strategic Oil Reserve, or anything like that, that, only they... quote unquote, these elites, under black ops and secret programs and stuff, have any knowledge of or control over these enormous pool of resources. Even if you look at now the National Strategic Oil Reserve, and I think people need to spend a lot more time focusing on this and many of the other issues, but this one is a big one because they're using it as a slush fund for black ops and covert programs that blows away anything that went on with Iran-Contra and, arms and drugs and, hostages and everything else. And even, of course, there's a lot more to all that. The death squads that Negroponte was running supposedly down in Central America as U.S. ambassador there, and El Salvador and Guatemala and Honduras, and, trying to soften up those states for what is to come. And even if you look at Iraq, we never invaded. We were already there. We had already invaded once from under the first President Bush and never left. We were softening up the country, the no-fly zones. Remember, we enticed the Kurds into a general uprising, and then we sat and watched them get slaughtered by Saddam, and then, we suckered Saddam into invading Kuwait, and then we went ahead and... stayed in there for about 10 years and, with the no-fly zone and all sorts of other things, pegging and basically observing everything about that country so that we could come in and through this program of shock and awe and, steamroller, blitzkrieg, do what we did in this most recent Gulf War. And you're starting to realize it is a quote-unquote Gulf War. It's not just, we've taken over and own and control not only Saudi Arabia, and, supposedly our forces have been pushed out, but I think that's just another smokescreen. Qatar, Dubai, Dubai has been the pirate capital for a very long time in the world. And now Halliburton is moving over there. And when you think of what's going on with these not only changes in title but changes in flag, if you look at our own cruise ship industry, anyone on board those vessels, if anything happens to you, God forbid, rape, murder, burglary, or anything else, the laws that you are governed by are the laws of the flag of the vessel. So if you're, you know, on a cruise ship here in the United States, 99% of them are all foreign flag. You come under the laws of that flag, like Panama or Liberia, and if anything happens, you've seen what happened with, what was her name, Natalie Holloway?
I'm not familiar with that story.
She was, I think it actually happened on land, but she was vacationing in foreign country and trying to get anything done in a foreign country or under foreign laws is next to impossible. And so at some point you realize that your life, your family, your health and wealth is all put at risk because not only have we outsourced the cruise ship industry to where it's all under foreign flag and foreign control and under foreign laws, but we've done the very same thing to the Merchant Marine, which is a valid federal and military branch of service that was not only established but reestablished in 1936 under the Merchant Marine Act of 1936 that instituted my academy. But it actually reinvigorated what our founding fathers had seen, because we work on things that are called shipping articles. They're articles of agreement with the United States that were enacted in 1791. They're incorporated within the Judiciary Act of 1789 that formed our, you know, third branch of government. They're actually incorporated and within the Constitution. They cite articles of agreement, which shipping articles are, within the Constitution. General Maritime and Admiralty law is ancient. It goes back, you know, even well before England, the Phoenicians, Sumerians, and others. And it's traditionally intended to be, you know, benevolent and beneficial. You've heard the whole saying about, you know, spending money quicker than a drunken sailor. One of the reasons why, you can even look to the airline industry, what they used to do, and you know, people would think that this is part of the breakdown of our society or civilization. It's actually the converse of that, is that for airline pilots, they used to afford them legal aid for up to 3 divorces. And the reason for that is they're working in an industry, you know, and it's human nature, that even the most honest and faithful individual, it's a very, very tough life for any and all members of a, you know, husband or wife of a pilot or somebody who works, you know, even flight attendants who work in that industry, because they're all over the world, you know, all over the country, let alone all over the world. They're traveling. They're gone all the time. And at some point, it's better to provide the legal aid necessary to carry on a civil and, you know, peaceful and timely divorce rather than having a pilot who has hundreds of people under his care worried about, you know, because I think you understand divorces can get pretty ugly.
Yeah, sure. That's an aspect I've never even considered or heard about before.
Well, no, and there's so much stuff like that. Like, one thing, let me throw out some others, is MySpace, which everybody thinks is, like, really cool. It's not your space, it's MySpace, which is their space. And they've actually set it up to where people can post their lives on MySpace, which everybody thinks is really cool, it's free, and, you know, yada, yada. Well, I know when it came out, and I don't know if it's changed since, but this has basically been set up to where they own and control your postings, and that everything and anything you put up there, they have the right to edit and or delete or change and alter. So if you're like Anne Frank in a, you know, a situation like Nazi Germany where she's living up in the attic and, you know, I think she's 14 when she was writing her diaries and died, you know, at that age or thereabouts. She didn't survive like others did, like Frankel. And all of a sudden you put your diary out, and if you think about what happened to her, somebody else found her diary, and just like, you know, Van Gogh or a dead, you know, artist, they made the money or made the profit off of that individual and the horrors that they, you know, saw and recorded. And at some point, with everything that's going on now, and there's more to this too, because even the entertainment industry is deeply involved in this, to where they're using this to create personalities and animated individuals that they can go ahead and apply and create through. And you, it, when you say animatronics, it's not necessarily animation. It is, but it's computer animation, to where now they're getting pretty close to the technology where they could make a movie. You've probably seen a couple of them. I'm trying to think of...
They're completely digital, no actors at all.
Right, exactly. And
right.
They're really intent on doing that to the point of where they remove and don't have actors anymore, and it's all computer-generated. And much like Mickey Mouse, now you've got a bunch of people in a foreign country making the... plastic overlays, the drawings for any kind of an animated motion picture. You know, Disney's been real good about outsourcing a lot of this stuff that they have, you know, artists and people originate the concepts here in the United States, and then they would just outsource the fabrication, construction, and generation of the celluloids for any kind of an animated product, like a Mickey Mouse cartoon or anything else. And this has gotten real big, especially nowadays when they're making, you know, really big money, not only in the initial posting of any such production, but in the aftermarket of DVDs and, you know, CDs and music and toys and products. Much like Star Wars introduced on a very large scale to the nation and the world. But there's so many other things, and that's why, you know, you really have to, you can't focus yourself on one subject. You can and should and not forget about your pet project or what really, you know, brought you to this fray. Like, you know, my own is the Merchant Marine. I went to the Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point. But things, you have to understand the bigger picture, not only that they're trying to dissolve the United States intentionally from within, but how they do it and some of the programs, like even Viktor Frankl, he wrote the book Man's Search for Meaning. He survived the death camps in Nazi Germany. He was actually in Auschwitz, which was, you know, one of the death camps where they were gassing people. And he was a trained psychologist, and he observed what was going on. And he survived and wrote books after, but one of the books, The Man's Search for Meaning, he goes into, in there, the system that they used in the prison and death labor camps of the capo or the capos. And what they would do is they would make, as a trustee, prisoners who were the most ruthless, cruel, self-serving, inhumane, unintelligent individuals that they could find that would injure the other, you know, prisoners and beat them and steal from them. They would make them as trustees or capos or a capo, and they were even trained by the Gestapo, and at some point they're using the very same system, and you can think of President Bush as a head capo and all this, to where they would injure and steal, you know, the rights of other prisoners. And that's why people like Alex Jones and others have come up with a perception that we're living within a prison planet, global gulag, military-industrial, you know, prison complex, which is true. And they're actually taking these concepts that they've learned in such places as Auschwitz and others and applying them not only on the governmental side and elevating the most incompetent people and doing it intentionally so they will injure people below them. They tried to put in Bernie Kerik as head of the Department of Homeland Security. He was a bootlicker to Giuliani. His, you know, great claim to fame was that he was experienced with prisons. He didn't have a high school education. And if you don't think that that guy would be brutal, you know, and have his ego rule over any intellect to doctors and lawyers and scientists and engineers and others who had advanced degrees and advanced education and high intellect, you're not, you know, paying attention.
You're deluding yourself for sure.
Right. Well, and let me throw out one more real quick, and then you can direct this however you want, and I can go on about a bunch of other things. But even things like, you know...
Actually, hang tight on that thought. We are up to our 10 minutes before the hour break. Everybody, this is the American Activist. You're on the Republican Broadcasting Network, and this is our break. Pay attention to the advertisers and support them. That's how we keep alternative radio going. We'll be back in a moment.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Okay, and we are back. This is the American Activist on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we are with our guest this morning, Eric Schein. And Eric, you had a couple of things you wanted to wrap up, but before I want to prelude to the second hour here, you mentioned something almost in passing that really caught my attention, and that was how the national, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is being used in a way that pales the comparison of Iran-Contra, which is really quite a large statement considering the crack cocaine epidemic that just devastated so many inner-city neighborhoods across the country and destroyed about two generations of people. And so after the next break, let's get into that. But you had a couple of comments that you wanted to wrap up here.
Well, I want to get into that a little bit more and remind me, because there's some interesting stuff about, you know, shipping and some of the maritime academies and their involvement, and also ships, and you've heard what's coming out with Chiquita and United Fruit. United Fruit has been involved in setting up banana republics in South and Central America for a very long time.
Right.
But But I wanted to touch on Staples, which is a large corporation, right?
Right.
And even the LSAT, they're using Staples when you go in, and I've done this myself, so I've witnessed to it, and I can tell others, and, you know, this was last year. They're, for their employment practices for interviews, they're taking people in the back room, putting them on computers, and having them profiled, taking a computer test, which is it's a psychological profiling test or tool, and you're entered into this database, and you're asked to actually testify against yourself before you get employment. Osh, which is owned by Sears, well, Kmart, which owns Sears, and then Sears owns Osh, and right now there's some spinoff on that all going on, but Osh forces you to sign, or they put it out and you know, make you believe that you have to sign a pre-employment arbitration agreement, which means you're signing an arbitration agreement before you're even employed, whether you're employed or not, saying that you will not sue, that you agree to arbitration. And they've perverted the whole system of arbitration. It was intended to be forced upon the employers and the industry and or any, you know, union or officers association that's involved, not the individual who had an absolute right to get into the court systems and do it in a you know, a timely fashion. And what they've done is they've set it up to try to force as many people out into a pay-to-play system of arbitration that doesn't exist in many times, that they're not even using it. It's a circular document to where you never get any level of due process because they see our jobs and any and all other property rights. You've seen what's going on with eminent domain and Kelo versus Connecticut. They feel that they can seize anything and everything and sell it to others if they can increase the tax base. And that's, I mean, think about how all-encompassing that decision on Kelo versus Connecticut is. And then you think about the World Trade Center, and that was a public trust that had the powers of eminent domain, and that what they tried to do was to privatize the issue of eminent domain in the attack upon the World Trade Center and movement of that into private hands.
Yeah, no kidding. It's happening. It's not nation building. It's the obverse. It's nation destroying everybody, and that's what we've been talking about. And we're going to be back with Eric Schein again for the second hour, so stick with us, and we'll be back after these messages.